Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from your opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey. I would like to know if I can ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and you may stop participation at any time. And your individual answers are confidential.
What I'm going to get for answering any question?
I'm sorry?
I said, what am I going to get in return?
It's in case if you have time. Is Stephanie Holiday available?
Yeah, speaking.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for that, ma'am. So, this is a basically survey, right? That we just want to know your opinion.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have time for the survey?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. So I'm going to continue and I'm going to move forward with the survey. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, right? And we really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances?
Yes, I'll vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure, if we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
53.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Yeah, very conservative.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress must focus for each, right? I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Addressing foreign affairs like war in Ukraine?
Huh?
Addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine? That's the first question. You can rate it from 0, 5, or 10?
5.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you. Legalizing marijuana?
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults?
And what?
Banning tobacco products for adults.
I don't understand that one.
Banning tobacco, like not allowing the tobacco products for adults?
I don't know.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? You can say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unaffordable, and a 50 means that you don't need to feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say it's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. The tobacco industry?
The what?
The tobacco industry.
50.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
50.
Did you say 60?
50.
Oh, 50. Sorry, man. Thank you for the... And Democrats in Congress?
The boy.
Democrats in Congress.
30.
Donald Trump?
0.
Joe Biden?
75.
Thank you so much for this information. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Yeah.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
The what?
Preventing underage tobacco use. That's the first question. Okay. Reducing abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Including what?
Reducing abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Oh, 0.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication, sorry.
Repeat that. I couldn't hear that question before, and I can't hear this one.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the question. It says, authorizing prescription medication.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Removing illegal electronic cigarettes products from the market.
Thank you.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
Zero.
Thank you. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21 years. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over?
To 21 and older.
And over. over.
Yeah.
Thank you. You can say strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Is this about over with?
Sorry, ma'am?
Is this about over with?
Yes. And do you support or oppose?
Support, oppose. Say, I ain't got time for this shit, man.